Arkansas State University received an early Christmas gift from Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe yesterday. Beebe presented school officials with a $6 million check from general improvement funds for work to continue on the new Humanities and Social Sciences building on the campus. Ground was broken on the building in 2008, but the steel structure has been sitting on the campus waiting for more work to be done. Interim Chancellor at ASU, Dr. Dan Howard.
A great thank you to all who helped make this gift possible. This is a $6 million check, but we previously have $4 million in hand, and before that, $4 million that we have in the ground. That is extraordinary.
Howard tells what the money will be used for.
This building that you see here on these posters is the Humanities and Social Sciences building. Right now on campus, if you go up, and what looks like a piece of modern art is actually where the building will be. It is the structural steel. It is rusting, but not to worry. What this money will allow us to do, Governor, is it will allow us to treat that steel, to stub in all of the utilities, and to place a protective envelope around that building. That is extremely, extremely important for us.
And the liberal arts building will replace the current Wilson Hall and will have 24% more space than the current Wilson Hall does. ASU President Dr. Chuck Welch says this is a rare occasion in higher education.
This is coming at a time of economic hardship that we've never before seen in this country. 36 states last year saw a reduction in higher education funding, including one state that had a 48% decrease. So what this General Assembly and what this governor are doing is something that we should all be very proud of, we should be talking about, and we should realize it's not something that's happening across the country. And that's because of these gentlemen and the others that are in this room today. It's a great gift in a normal year. It's extraordinary in a year like this.
Chuck Welch, work will continue on the building immediately. Also yesterday, Arkansas State University joined other state and local officials in dedicating the new Marion Barry Parkway. It'll bring better access to students and the public to Arkansas State University by crossing over the railroad tracks. ASU President Chuck Welch says this parkway helps bring the community and the university together.
But today we think about the future, and we think about this new roadway that really is symbolic, I think, of accessibility to higher education and symbolic of the importance of collaboration.
The $18 million project would not have been made possible without the efforts of former 1st District Congressman Marion Barry, whose name is on the project. Barry's been battling lymphoma. He says he was happy to see everything happen.
There was a time a few weeks ago I didn't think I was even going to get to be here. All of you that are here, all of the school, all of the university, all of the effort that's gone into this community to present this opportunity to thousands and thousands and thousands of people just warms my heart and gives me confidence that we will move forward.
Marion Barry, who got the chance to ride over the bridges yesterday, that parkway now open to the public.